This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here to help you, and we're going to go right to the phone lines and answer as many questions as we can. So when you hear somebody hang up, call. That number, 855-660-4261. Okay, Nathan, let's go. Who do we have up next?
Gary's waiting in Manchester.
Gary from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Paul, tomato plant. I've been using Garden Tone, and the plants are just going crazy now with this wonderful heat for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard both options on this. When the tomato, the leaf, you know, the branches on one of them, there's like a little sprout that comes between the main stem and the branch. And I've heard both ways of either like a little sucker that
right.
comes there. They either break it off or let it grow. What's your opinion on that?
Well, many years ago, my father said to me the same question when I was first going to UMass in Amherst, Massachusetts. My dad said, can you talk to your teachers and ask them about suckering or non-suckering the plant? And we had a caller earlier that had a very similar question. And the question that he wanted me to ask my teachers was, do you remove the suckers on tomato plants or not? And my teacher said to me, Paul, if a farmer has a field full of tomatoes, he does not have the time to go through and pull all of the suckers out on each plant. So I told that to my father, and my father had heard both sides, just like you, and I said to him, why don't you try this, Dad? Why don't you take, he was growing 2 dozen tomatoes, I said, why don't you take 6 plants, one in each row, and remove all of the suckers and leave the others like you've been told not to remove them and see what happens. And he cleaned up 6 plants, one in each row, in different places in the row so they weren't in a single row. And he marked them. And he was amazed at the difference. The plants where the suckers had not been removed produced more tomatoes. They were smaller, but he had a lot more tomatoes. The ones where he had removed all of the suckers, the tomatoes were much larger, but he did have fewer of them. Now, a year or so later, I'm still in school, I'm learning about growing different types of flowers. And one of the flowers that we were growing was a dahlia. And when a dahlia makes a flower, it produces a stem. The stem will produce a great big fat bud. And then on each side of the bud will be a smaller bud, one on the right and one on the left. And begonias will do this too for people that buy tuberous begonias or begonias grown by bulb or by cuttings, not the annual ones. They produce a big fat bulb and then two small ones, one on each side. And my teacher was saying, if you want to impress somebody, you can break off the two side buds. And that way, all of the energy that's going up that stem will now go to the bud that remains, and it will get larger than normal. If you don't remove them, you'll have three flowers, but they'll all be smaller. So it depends what you want. Do you want really big, big tomatoes? Or do you want a big cluster, smaller in size, but more in the long run? And the only way that you can determine that is to take some of your tomato plants and try it and see what the overall result is, and then you'll know for the future. When I grow tomatoes, I do not this bud. I just let them go. I let all the suckers take off. It produces a lot of foliage. The foliage that's produced, even if it doesn't produce any tomatoes, makes energy for the plant to make the tomatoes grow, to make them ripen, and to pick up more moisture out of the ground. So the only way you'll know is to actually try it and label, you know, put a piece of ribbon on the cage and compare to what it looks like on the ones that have not been treated. Okay? Thank you, Gary. We appreciate the question. If you need some help, we have some lines open, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
John in Rome.
John in Rome. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. Good morning. I first started listening to you with my mother and during your days in Scituate, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
A while ago.
Yeah, that's a great old town.
So I've got three questions, quick ones, I hope. First
sure.
One, regarding powdery mildew and all, I've got some zucchini, squash especially. They're not showing any symptoms at this point at all, but should I be applying anything on a preventive basis or just kind of wait it out for a while? What's your advice?
Well, I would apply something. We just had a week of very high heat and a lot of humidity. And traditionally, it's the heat and humidity that begins the process of powdery mildew, downy mildew, black spot, and everything else. So if you've had a problem in the past, there's a very good chance that it's going to arrive in the days ahead. So I would beat them to the punch and get some of the product on there now. There's some really good products on the market. Your Captan is an old-fashioned product. It's still around. It does a very, very good job. There's, if you want to stay organic, there's liquid copper fungicide. That does a very good job. There's a product called Fungonil. It's Fungonil. And that's a new name for an older product that works very, very well also. But if you have shrubbery and perennials, things like tall phlox, X-berry, azaleas, lilacs that get the powdery mildew and a few others, then I would go and use something that's systemic. And that way, when you spray it, it goes inside the foliage of the plant. And when the problem arrives, it's got a surprise waiting for it. And that's a product called Infuse, I-N, F-U-S-E. And all of these products, your local nursery, garden center will have available. Infuse, being that it is systemic, should not be used on things that you're going to be eating. The copper fungicide, the Funganil, and the Captan can be used. That works very, very well. There's another organic product called Bordeaux. And that's been around a long time. It was developed, was developed in France by the vineyard people. They were growing grapes, and people that walked up and down the roads would reach over the fence and pull grapes off the vine when they were ripening. And the growers were not too pleased with that, so they worked together. They developed a product that they called Bordeaux, and it was used to put on the grapes to keep people from eating them, because it had a real bad taste. But it turned out it took care of diseases on grapes very, very well, and it's now recommended for all types of vegetable gardening. So organically, Bordeaux, or use something like the copper fungicide. Either one of those two will work with, or even sulfur. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with John. He had a few, couple of questions about his garden. John, what was your second question?
Yes, I'm still here. You kind of led into it. I've got a question on hydrangeas. I have a very old, what I used to call snowball hydrangea, and it gets a black, the leaves turn black. Midsummer, and also I have that other insect that you told me about early in an earlier show a couple of years ago that creates a kind of a pucker in the spring, and you open it up and pull that worm out of there.
Yes.
So my two questions are: is this infused that you just mentioned? Would that be a systemic that could help prevent that black effect on the leaves? And
yes,
secondly, is there a systemic for that to prevent that terrible insect that kind of gets in the buds every year?
Right. The infuse is something that you can use on your lawn for different types of turf diseases, and it can be used on all of your shrubs and trees. But you cannot use it on things that you're going to eat, because the fungicide is inside the plant, and it's not something that you want to be eating. So if, for example, you have a flower garden and you get a fungus diseases that will hit certain plants, you cannot use it. If you want to, let's say, harvest flowers from nasturtiums and use them in a tossed salad to give it a little bit of color. So when you use something that is systemic, either for diseases or insects, you cannot eat those plants. You have to go with a fungicide or insecticide that will treat the insect on the outside of the plant, and that way the sun can hit the product, it can break it down and destroy it, or you can rinse the vegetables or whatever you're going to be eating, and that way you can remove that particular product. So if you use the infuse early in the season, the other thing is if you have a built-in irrigation, if your sprinkler is hitting those plants on a regular basis, that's going to increase the possibility of having diseases on some of these plants because they're getting water on the foliage on a regular basis. And if you're irrigating at night or at the end of the day, that is actually the worst thing that you can do because the foliage is staying wet. While it's dark, the disease spores are blowing around. They're sticking to the wet foliage. During the day, it's not a big deal because the sun can dry off that foliage and the disease spores that are blowing in the air can bounce off the foliage because it isn't wet. There's nothing to stick to it. So do that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And final question. This is kind of an oddball one I haven't heard on your show before. I've planted a couple of pawpaw trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be, one is 1 year old and one is just gone in this year. And they seem to be doing well. The one that was 1 year old, the very top of the tree, which is about 3 feet tall,
yes.
Didn't make it through the winter. So maybe the snow had covered. We're up here in the middle of Maine. I think the snow had protected it from that point down. I heard you mention the wilt proof. Is it even worth my while to try to grow this pawpaw tree up here in Maine, or is it kind of stretching it in terms of the weather?
Well, most years there shouldn't be a problem. The problem that we had this year is it went up and down. So you had a period where the weather was really, really cold, and then temperatures warmed up, and the plant kind of went along with it, and then it got really, really cold again. And that weather that we had this year stayed up and down during March, which usually temperatures are warming up, and even during April, the weather went up and down. I mean, I live in Kennebunk, and we had two snowstorms during the month of April. They weren't big, but it was cold enough for it to snow. So you get a plant that says it's April, the buds are beginning to open, and then they get chilled with the snow. So use something like Wiltproof. You already have the plant. Let's treat them.
Esfolmer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfolmer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are an active rescue effort to save youth soccer team members trapped in a flooded cave for over 2 weeks is now underway. Authorities say they made the decision to start the mission to get the boys out because of falling oxygen levels and the threat of more monsoon rains. A team of 13 divers and 5 Thai Navy SEALs now in the cave to start the operation. 2 divers will take each boy out one at a time.
The 12 boys and their coach had gone into the cave after a soccer game on June 23rd. And became stranded by heavy rain. The boys wrote letters to their parents saying they were fine, a little cold, and they couldn't wait to have a nice hot meal.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Nearly 70 people are now said to have been killed by extremely heavy rains and flooding in Japan. Another 44 people are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Richard in New Hampshire.
Richard from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Very well. And you too?
Oh, yes. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. Listen, I've been listening to you for a long time, and we're going to flip the page on pests today. On little creatures, chipmunks and all that. Well, I have a new one. How about a flying squirrel? How do you get rid of flying squirrels?
Are they getting into your home?
Yes.
Yeah, my...
And I've tried everything, mouse magic, spearmint oil, mint oil, just like, for bats too, but for some reason he doesn't want to go.
Yep. My brother-in-law bought a house many years ago and had a lot of nice big trees around it, great big oaks. And all of a sudden, he was hearing things moving in his attic. Couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And a friend of his was a tree climber, got up on the roof and found where he was coming in. In one of the corners where the eaves of the house was. And he was able to get into the attic, and he caught the squirrel with a have-a-heart trap. He tried all kinds of stuff. He even put decon up there, even though he was told that if it would die, it may smell for a while. He didn't care, because if you don't get that squirrel out, there's a chance that it could eat the plastic or the rubber that coats the wires. And if they remove that coating on your wires, you could have a fire up there. So he bought a have-a-heart trap. He baited it with peanut butter and bird food, and he ended up catching four or five of them. and he just took him for a ride about 5 or 6 miles from his house to an open area where there was no buildings, and just let him go. And he hasn't had a problem since, but it took him a while to catch him. But once he added peanut butter, that smell attracted him, and he did catch him with a have a heart trap.
Yeah, I looked everywhere. I can't find a hole. All they need is a 1-inch hole to squeeze into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this where the roof line in his house, he had, it's a 2-story house with like 2 windows that stand out, and from the roof like a dormer, and the squirrel was getting in through one of those dormers, and he, as you said, it was a hole about 2 inches in diameter. But he now, can you get into the area?
No. That's the problem. I can't get up there. It's all sealed off, and I can't find any hole. So I'll just put a habit hog trap and hope for the best. Cause, you know, like you said, and they grow in groups. They're big numbers.
Okay.
Very big, large numbers. So you gotta get rid of them.
Now, is there... there's no way for you to get into the area where these squirrels are, right?
No. I'm thinking of getting into the air conditioning vent. I don't know.
Wow. I would try calling a somebody that specializes in animals getting into your home. I mean, it's going to be worth what they charge you, because their experience in finding little holes that you would not see because you're not accustomed to it. See, if there was a way that you could get in, one thing that works also, I had a problem in my basement, probably 7 or 8 years ago. I was trying to air out my cellar so that it could get rid of that regular basement smell. And I left my bulkhead open for like 4 or 5 days, not thinking, why don't you close it at night? And all of a sudden, I went down in my cellar and I saw chipmunks getting into my basement. So I opened up the doors hoping that they would go out. They didn't. And the only way I could get them out was by trapping them. And they were just, I couldn't believe how many I was getting. So I bought a flea and tick bomb. And I put 2 flea and tick bombs in my basement. And we stayed out of the house for the required time. And then we aired out the basement. And all of a sudden, we started finding dead animals on the floor in the basement. And now I keep my bulkhead closed.
Right. Yeah, but, I didn't want to fumigate inside to kill them in the ceilings and in the walls, so I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Why don't you call your local town hall and ask for the division that does animal control and see if they can recommend somebody for you?
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, I will do that.
Okay.
All right, Paul. I thank you for the advice, and I love your show. And if you do retire soon, get somebody to do it just like you, because it's a great show.
Well, I'm working on my son, Patrick. He went to the same school I did, at the Stockbridge School of Agriculture at UMass, and he's the assistant manager at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester. And you know, it's funny that you said that. Yesterday, I was doing a little bit of research. UMass Agriculture is celebrating in October 100 years of teaching people about agriculture. And I was reading on their website, and I always knew that UMass did a really good job. But they have now been awarded a real big prize, U.S. News and World Report. That magazine, which is a powerful magazine, has ranked UMass in Amherst as the third best agricultural school in the country.
Nice.
And the fifth in the world.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
That is very, very impressive. So now I know where some of my knowledge is coming from. We had good teachers.
That's right. Yeah. And I've talked to your son, too, last year when you were on vacation he was on, and he's very knowledgeable, too.
Yep. Patrick has done very well for himself. He studied hard in school, and he's working very hard and learning all of the different products and the different shrubs, and he's there. So when I get ready to retire, Patrick will be taking over for me.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Paul.
Richard, thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, and I appreciate all of the help. Much
no
appreciated.
Problem.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. We're here to help you. And if you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone. It's you and me and Nathan. Nathan's going to get you ready to go. And then you and I will talk, and hopefully we can solve those problems for you. And that number, 855-660-4261. Talk to Nathan, then you can talk with me. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Mary from Pennsylvania, good morning. How can we help you out today?
I got two questions for you.
Sure.
One is my poinsettia. The leaves are dropping off of the poinsettia, and the one stem looks like it has died back. A couple of stems have died back on the top. I'm wondering if I should repot it or...
Yeah. So it's still in the same pot as last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Knock it out and put it in a pot that's about... I would go 2 inches larger.
Okay.
So get some fresh potting soil, repot it, and once you get it all firmed and in place, give it a good shot of fertilizer. Now, Espoma, which is an all-organic company, they have a liquid fertilizer called Grow.
Oh, yeah.
And the Grow also has the beneficial microbes in it. And if you can feed that poinsettia every couple of weeks during July and August, it's going to double and triple in size, because all of your greenhouses that grow poinsettias are now growing them for Christmas.
Oh. Now, do I cut off them stems that are dead?
Yes. Anytime you have something that's dead on a plant, remove it.
Yeah.
Because that could be a point where either an insect or a disease could enter the plant and do more damage. So definitely remove it.
Do I cut it down to a node where it's good? You know,
yes.
Where it's green?
Yep, you just keep cutting till you hit green wood on the inside, and then if you notice a little bump or a node, you cut just above that, and the new branch will form there.
Okay, and I got a question about my celery. When do I start putting a newspaper around it?
When do you think it's big enough to harvest?
Oh.
So, because, see, what the newspaper does, when your celery is the size that you want to begin eating it, that celery is green, and it has a lot of fiber in it. So what you do is you take a big elastic, a big rubber band, and some newspaper, and you fold the newspaper so that it is the size and the height of your plant. And you wrap it around and around and around your celery. Take the elastic, put it around it to hold that newspaper on. And what happens is the sunlight cannot penetrate the newspaper. And because it can't, the green color and the green chlorophyll in the plant begins to break down. And those fibers that are in the celery begin to break down. And in the name of this term is called blanching.
Yeah.
It kills all of the green, and because the green is gone, the flavor comes out of that celery.
Mm.
So if you're a farmer and you're growing a row of celery, when it gets to the size that they want, they'll send everybody that works there with pieces of newspaper. They wrap it around the plant, put an elastic on it. They let it sit for about 10 to 14 days. Then they remove the newspaper. It's nice and white, nice and tender. Then they harvest it. And they also do that with asparagus, but they do it with mulch.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub. It will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Smokey in Southampton, or Smokey. East Hampton.
Smokey from South or East Northampton. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's East Hampton.
East Hampton. Up by UMass.
Correct. Not too far.
Right.
My question I have on getting back to the corn, somebody called in about corn.
Yes.
About suckering. I enjoyed that section of the show where he was talking about that. I was wondering about the suckering myself. But my question is, my corn now is about, I'd say, 7 foot tall.
Wow, and, great.
Yeah, and it's all tasseled. And I have cobs on it with silk coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, should I, or is it okay to water right over the tassels now? Or should I just water at the base of it? Would the water hurt the tasseling process for germinating the corn? Or is it already germinated because I've got the ears with the silk coming out?
If the corn is pollinated by the wind, bees have no part of the pollination for corn. The wind takes care of that. And I've driven out west twice with my brother. One of my brothers went to school in California, and we drove out. And we were in Illinois or in that area, came across a big cornfield, and they had irrigation, and they were running it. I also worked with a young man from Idaho, and his family had a farm, and one of the crops that they grew was corn. and he just didn't like the farm life, moved into New England after college, and was working in the nursery industry, and we talked a lot about farming. And he said that if they had a year where it was really, really bad, then they would try and irrigate. They had wells in their fields, and they would bring in motors, and they would irrigate. So I don't see any problem at all. This young man's family did it. I've seen fields under irrigation. And as long as you don't do it late in the day, you want to do it first thing in the morning so that the sun has time to dry the foliage during the day so that any disease spores that are blowing around in the air don't get attached to the corn plant with the wet foliage. So if it goes into the evening dry, then disease spores just bounce off. If the foliage is wet, then you could have a problem. But as far as affecting pollination, that's done by the wind, and you shouldn't have any problem at all.
Okay, it sounds wonderful. And one other question is, when will I know when it's time to pick the corn when it's ripe? How can I tell by the, not just by the size, is there a silk change color or?
Yeah, the silk will change color. Right now, it's probably all that creamy yellow coloration. And yeah. What I want you to do is go out in your field and squeeze the corn husk. Squeeze it.
Yeah, I did that this morning on one of them.
And could you feel the individual kernels forming?
It felt hard.
It felt hard. But could you feel the individual bumps?
No, not really.
Okay. Right now, if your tassel is that nice blonde coloration, that is okay. Then that is there to pick up the pollen. Once the tassel begins to turn brown, then squeeze it. And you're going to feel a difference. You're going to feel the individual kernels through that. And what my dad would always do, as it started to change color and it started just to dry a little bit, he would carefully peel one of the corn to see what it looked like. And he would always, then he'd fold it back. So he had one that trained his eye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.